Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jonathan Thiede.
Welcome to 5 Good Minutes, where this week we are talking about Mark chapter 11. In this chapter, we find Jesus approaching Jerusalem, where he interacts with both friends and enemies. One of my favorite sitcoms is the show Seinfeld, and I love the show because I love the character George Costanza. George Costanza is so uniquely human in that he's probably the most flawed person to ever exist. And one of the subplots in one of the episodes, he is attempting to look busy. He says that the best way to avoid responsibility is just to walk around work looking busy. And while I wouldn't recommend this, I think there is some truth to this. If you look busy, I think he even says looking angrily busy, people probably won't bother you. People probably won't give you new tasks to accomplish. But I think the point is clear, that busyness is not the same as productivity. Busyness can look productive, but it doesn't require the same energy. Let's look at this today in our scripture passage as we continue in Mark 11 as we read verses 12 through 18. God's word says, "The next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went out to find if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. As he taught them, he said, 'Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it a den of robbers.' The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching." Let's take a look, as we did the past 2 days, at the what, the why, and the takeaway. Let's start with the what. The first thing we see in this passage is that Jesus is disappointed in the figs because they had not borne fruit. At first glance, it kind of seems like Jesus is just having a day. He's just being a little emotional here. He goes to this tree, and seeing that it has no fruit, he's like, "Man, may no fruit ever come from you ever again." He curses the fig tree. But as we look a little deeper, we see that figs actually was a representation of Israel. And he was disappointed not simply because it hadn't borne fruit yet, but the fact that it had borne leaves and not fruit. Jesus, in a sense, was upset because the fig tree was deceptive. It was deceiving them into thinking that it had borne fruit, but it had just borne leaves. And we see this also in the second part of the passage, where Jesus is disappointed in the temples because the people there had not borne fruit. He goes to the temple and people are selling things. They are productive. They're busy, but they are not productive. And so the key point here is that it is possible to look productive without actually being productive. We see this in our spiritual lives all the time. We can read the Bible and not grow any closer to God. We can be in prayer 4 hours a day and not be any closer to God. And this brings us to the why. The interpretation here is that Jesus was angry because of the deceitfulness of the people and of the figs. And so as we transition to finally to the takeaway, what can we take away from this passage? Well, a few questions to keep in mind are, in what ways are you valuing busyness over true spiritual fruit? Is there any way in your spiritual life that you are valuing looking busy in front of God instead of actually being productive? And the second thing is, how can you be about the Father's business today? We notice in this passage that Jesus does not value busyness just to be busy, and neither should we. Today, let's commit to inspecting our lives to make sure the things that we are doing for God are not a show, that we are not attempting to deceive him, but the things that we are doing for him are actually bearing spiritual fruit.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.